Across the globe, electronic invoicing, or simply e-invoicing, has become a central pillar of digital public procurement and increasingly of B2B tax compliance. The e-invoicing systems are designed to ensure that invoices are not only exchanged electronically, but are also structured in a way that allows automated processing, validation, and reporting. The shift to a more structured and automated e-invoicing system is driven by the need to reduce the VAT gap, VAT fraud, improve efficiency, and harmonize fragmented national systems. E-invoicing has become one of the main technologies that is reshaping tax regimes globally, and the EU is no exception. Moreover, together with SAFT, e-invoicing became the cornerstone of the EU Digital Reporting Requirements Framework. That is why understanding EU e-invoicing is one of the most important compliance and business priorities for organizations operating in the EU's single market. The concept of EU e-invoicing. EU e-invoicing refers to the issuance and exchange of invoices in a fully digital, structured format between a supplier and a buyer. PDFs or scanned documents are not considered e-invoices, as they are not data files created, sent, and received in a structured way that enables automated processing by computer systems. One of the main features of e-invoices is that the data included, such as prices, quantities, and descriptions, is encoded in a machine-readable format. That enables buyers' account systems to automatically import and process data without any manual data entry or interpretation. The result is a more efficient and less error-prone system. In practical terms, digital invoices such as PDFs remove the physical handling aspect of traditional paper invoices and make storage and transmission more efficient. However, they are still a visual document, which can be changed, manipulated, read by a person, and manually entered into accounting software or payment systems. In contrast, e-invoices are designed for machine processing, meaning that they do not rely on visual layout for interpretation. While the visual representation of the e-invoice may still be generated temporarily during processing or for human review, it is secondary to the underlying data. Key characteristics of EU e-invoicing. For any system to properly use e-invoices, two fundamental conditions must be satisfied. The invoice must be created in a standardized, structured format that ensures the data is machine-readable, and it must be transmitted from the supplier's system to the buyer's system in a way that preserves that structure, enabling full automation throughout the invoicing process. The European e-invoicing standard EN16931 plays a vital role by establishing the common semantic structure that e-invoices must follow within the EU. European standard EN16931 as the semantic core. Built around the core semantic data model EN16931-1 and accompanying business rules, the standard ensures that the meaning of each data element is clearly and consistently defined across systems. Consider how paper invoices work. They are written in a language and format that both buyer and seller understand. By default, when humans exchange information, they rely on context, knowledge, and experience to understand and interpret that information. In contrast, when information or data is exchanged between computer systems for automated processing, data must be defined with much greater precision, since machines cannot interpret meaning beyond what is explicitly structured and specified. That is where EN16931 comes into play, as it defines a core invoice data model that captures the essential information typically required in invoices and is sufficient for most standard invoicing scenarios. The EN16931 standard ensures that all commonly used invoice elements are consistently defined, both in terms of what data is included and what each business term precisely means. However, the EN16931 standard does not define a single technical format for how this information must be encoded. To enable actual electronic exchange, it relies on established international XML message standards that carry the structured invoice data defined in the core model. This semantic approach allows different countries and systems to adopt different syntaxes while maintaining interoperability across borders. Two supported syntaxes are the UBL 2.1 invoice message and UN/CEFACT cross-industry invoice CII message. Syntax formats, how invoice data is encoded. While EN 16931 defines the meaning of invoice data, syntax formats UBL and CII define how that data is structured in a digital file. Both UBL and CII are XML-based. UBL is designed to standardize electronic business documents, including invoices, purchase orders, and shipping notices, and is widely used in the EU, particularly within PEPPOL-based systems. CII, on the other hand, is developed by the United Nations Center for Trade Facilitation and Electronic Business, UN/CEFACT, and is more global in scope and designed to support a wide range of industries beyond procurement. Putting it simply, EN16931 UBL and CII explained. All of the above may mean little to those who want a simple, non-technical explanation of what the EN16931 standard is and what UBL and CII actually do. So let's simplify it a bit. The EN16931 can be understood as a shared dictionary or rulebook. It defines what information an e-invoice must contain and what each piece of data means. UBL and CII, on the other hand, organize data in a structured text file that machines can analyze, interpret, and understand. Essentially, UBL and CII are two different container formats carrying the same cargo. From another perspective, the EN16931 standard is a language, and UBL and CII are the envelopes carrying the same message, just packed slightly differently.